Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tifa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Hello, and welcome to the Dementia Care Partners podcast, brought to you by Positive Approach to Care. I'm your host, Greg Phelps, along with dementia care expert Tifa Snow. It's fun being called an expert, isn't it? You know? I've recently
Who's that
been
again.
that lady,
I,
you know.
We're the other one, apparently the other one, but I'm here today, so you get me.
Okay. I've recently been spending some time in a few different care facilities, and I had forgotten about the gender imbalance in both residents and care staff. And with residents, it appears to be about the 80% range of women versus men. And I think that generally sort of follows the mortality rates, but you can look at that for me if you will. Okay. But turning to care staff, I think the imbalance is even higher. I think there might only be about 15% men. So let's just back up the truck and go to the residents, and then we can talk about staffing and are there benefits to adding more men?
Well, the interesting thing, Greg, that you bring up is that there are typically more women in residential care because women, as a rule, will care for males if they're in a partner relationship or a familial relationship. It's very common for women to care for males as long as humanly possible. And their break point is when the human being that they're caring for is up at hours over time where they just give up. They can't keep going. That sleep deprivation, the risk of something happening, the person keeps falling or whatever it is, but they're not getting enough sleep. That's when a female provider is more likely to end up going, I can't do this anymore. Or the person keeps getting out, and no matter what they do, they can't figure out how to keep them in the house. And so that will scare them into doing a placement. That as a rule, you know, people who are in that caring role for males will make a great effort to try, if at all possible, to keep them in their space. And we don't know how much is due to the males in unwillingness to make the transition as well, which also plays into this. But when we get to male carers, as a rule, male carers will get to a place where incontinence is a primary driver. And, you know, it's like, I don't know how to get this to work well. I mean, I'm having trouble. Or the person who they're caring for is not really acknowledging and recognizing the need for care, and the male can't figure out how to transition that, and they've tried lots of things, or the male has never been in a care role before in that intimate care role, and so they're basically to a place where they go, I don't know what to do. Somebody who knows what they're doing needs to be doing this, because they need help with showering, they need help with bathing, they need help with dressing, they need help with mouth care, they're having trouble. And so it's the reality as well is it's not just being driven by more women living longer, it's also the care pattern that we have for males versus females. And when people will say enough is enough, I can't, I need help. And as a rule, that's contributing to that difference you saw as well, I think.
I hate to generalize, but women generally are the child rearers. So they may have had sort of more caring experience. Yeah.
Well, we're changing. You know, what's interesting, Greg, is I'll be curious to see what happens with this next generation. The one where there was often a shared responsibility of child rearing, which was very different than the 80-year-olds of today. Even the late 70s, where, you know, the late 70-year-olds. Where, you know, males were less involved in the childcare. Now we get into the group that's like, hey, this one's yours at 5 p.m. You know, I'm taking a break. You do diapers. You do the bottle. You do, you know, and there was a transition. So we don't know how this will play out as we move forward. It may even out a little bit more. We may have more males involved in residential care. But, you know, the reality is right now, yeah, no, there's classically a lot more females than males as residents. And then we have the males that when they come in, they tend to be more introverts. They tend to be people who don't, you know, want to socialize. And they may also have more challenges in care, making them less engaged and involved in the community as well. I mean, that's the other risk.
Now, in my experience in visits to different care homes, I have found that being a male is actually beneficial because I may or may not charm some of the women, and guys tend to sort of like to talk to another guy.
You're a chick magnet and you're a guy magnet, both. So you have the ability to have a magnetic personality when you're a male. It's true. I mean, I wouldn't argue with that. If you have a decent personality and you're not pushy, you will find a nice soft land frequently when you're trying to find ways to engage people if you're male.
I have also used some skills that I learned from some lady named, what was it, Tippy?
The one that's the expert, you mean.
Yeah, that one. Yep. So would you consider sort of saying to men that it's not a bad career to be in? You've got some things to get over. You got to get over yourself first.
Yeah. You want to build some comfort level at, doing things with people and really recognizing you don't need to carry me over the threshold. You don't need to take care of me. As a male entering this profession, it's a great opportunity to use what you bring to the table, which is you, and say, hey, I'm Greg, and you are, because you guys, you did the sports teams, you did often the clubs, the groups. You're from business side of the street. You're very used to going out, meeting and greeting people. So I think if we have people who are interested in either a second career or even a first career, the ability of males to form, bonds and relationship around work, around a common goal, is really a plus in this environment, and the ability to engage in doing things is also hugely beneficial, and form that kind of working relationship. That's a really healthy working relationship. Males can really find great spaces, has been my experience, and they're from my world, they're great to work with. When they're open to the idea that, yeah, I'm here to coach you. I'm a female. Sorry about that. But I'm not worn out by it. So how about if we figure this out?
So there may be a little sexism on some other fronts as well. So it's like everything else that we talk about. It's complicated.
It is. And we don't recognize our own biases until we're confronted by them sometimes. And we're like, I didn't think that would bother me. Apparently it does. So let me figure this out. How can I work through this? And I do think there is a lot of that. Oh, you're a nurse, and sort of like, so it's like, yeah, or I'm a nursing assistant, or, you're the doctor. That sort of like disbelieving voice is like, so you're here to help me what? And it's like, well, you were going to get washed up and cleaned up. Now I can set stuff up and we have a choice. I can provide some guidance and assist, or, I can step away and see how it goes. Which would you rather we do? And somehow that idea of giving me some control, which I would recommend the females learn to do with male clients as well, which we are not real good at. We just assume it's okay to be in somebody's bathroom with them and help to get their clothes up. It's like, wait a minute. I don't know who you are. Get out of here. It's like, same problem can happen on the opposite side of the gender street, I think.
Tipa, I think this is one of these topics that we may revisit someday in the future. And hopefully we'll see a slow evolution towards more men getting into the field.
Greg, just one other thing, the reimbursement rate for these work.
In some places, they're not badly compensated. In other places, I understand they're very poorly compensated. Yeah. So if you're trying to raise a family, you probably,
Yeah, and that actually, historic roles, that's a tough space for males to let go of an income stream that in some spaces is significantly higher in a number of careers options. And that's another reason this one, we could talk more. We might, because, this all really got to a head, I would say, in the 70s, interestingly enough, in 60s and 70s, where we said, well, what's so special about nursing homes? Anybody could do that. And it became, well, as long as you've you know, something about care. Oh, you women, you did the home thing. How about you do it? And it's like, this is complicated stuff. What do you mean? How about we do it? But, you know, that's me, the female here saying.
Deepa, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast, brought to you by Positive Approach to Care. For more dementia care information and training, go to teepasnow.com.
If you're signed into your Spotify account, we'd love to get your feedback. How? Click into the episode details and look over the episode question and poll. Send us your comments and vote so we can answer your questions and better tailor this content to your needs. We look forward to hearing from you.